The Business Owners Podcast is brought to you by Business, Business, Business and Enova Group with your hosts, Linda Reed Enova and Clive Enova. In each episode, we talk to other business owners about their experiences, challenges and successes. We'll also share tips and advice on how to grow your business and achieve your goals. If you're a business owner or you're thinking about starting a business, then the Business Owners Podcast is for you.
And the subject of today's chat is optimism and making it work for you. What's the difference between an optimist and a pessimist? It's all in the state of mind. It's what you expect. The pessimist is expecting to have a less good outcome. The optimist is expecting to have a better outcome. And overall, that's it. Sounds a bit boring, really, doesn't it? All of this is what we think. And of course, that's hard for some people to understand. Getting a hold of our thoughts is a pretty tough prospect for a lot of people. And even those of us who practice being optimistic, it's still a pretty tough gig to get on top of your thoughts and make sure that you're present at all times and that the thoughts that we're having and encouraging are the thoughts that we want to have. How do you find out about this? Reading books is very good. Associating with people who are optimistic is good because enthusiasm and optimism, they're very contagious. And if you have the opportunity to mix with people who are optimistic and enthusiastic, do so because chances are it will rub off on you. Being optimistic means that your expectation being for better outcomes is more likely to be achieved. That is, the better outcome is more likely to be achieved. It really doesn't make a lot of difference to achieving the outcome itself. The pessimist will usually achieve the outcome that they expect, as will the optimist. So the difference at the beginning and in the person themselves is very little, but the difference in outcome is huge, makes a huge difference. There are tremendous examples through history of people who have had misfortune thrust upon them, but who have remained optimistic and achieved great things. You can find them in all walks of life. Mention Helen Keller, because Helen Keller was a particularly optimistic person and, in fact, wrote an essay on optimism. And I would encourage you to read it. I put just one paragraph of that essay in the post because it seems rather poignant on the subject of making optimism work for you. Helen Keller, if you don't know anything of her, please go and research her because she was up against it right from the start, a person who had every right to not be optimistic given the hand she was dealt. And yet she battled on and made herself a very optimistic person and achieved great things, notwithstanding what she had to cope with. If Helen can do it, any of us can do it. It's simply a matter of looking to your thoughts and making sure that they're the thoughts that you want to be having at the time that is appropriate. After all, with all of our thoughts, it's all about being appropriate for the time. That means we need to be present. And it's important, really, to make sure that you're having the right thoughts and being optimistic about the life and the world and everything that goes with that, because our thoughts, really, they control what we say, and what we say has a great deal to do with what we do, and what we do turns itself into a habit, and habits turn themselves into what we actually achieve, what our destiny is. Really important to make sure that you're heading for the destiny that you want, not the destiny that you don't want. That comes back to being optimistic, looking for the good things. The more we look for the good things, the more we'll find. And the more we find, express your gratitude for finding them, because gratitude, not hard work, is the fastest way to achieve the goals that you set for yourself. So set big goals, expect optimistic outcomes, and go and have an absolutely great week.
Thanks for listening to the Business Owners Podcast. We encourage you to connect with us on social media and join our community of business owners at businessbusinessbusiness.com.au.